亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天应该比上一趟好一点呢。
Dear brothers and sisters, I hope I'm better than the last time when I was here.
因为讲出来好像没有那种磁性的感觉。
Because my voice doesn't sound as attractive as last time.
那上一趟我们分享的那个内容。
The last time, the message we shared last time.
叫我们不要做一个浪费的管家。
It talks about that we shouldn't be a wasteful manager.
我们需要聪明的做事情。
We should handle things wisely.
我们需要忠心的去做事情。
And we need to be very faithful.
我们更加要努力的去做事情。
And also we should do and put up all effort we could to work hard.
还记得吗？
Do you still remember?
这一个多月来有没有作为浪费的管家呢
？So for the past months, have you been a wasteful manager?
那当今天我们在看另外一个主题的时候
，And however, today we're going to focus on another topic.
就是刚才所读的《路加福音》十七章第一、第二节
，which is from Gospel of Luke chapter 17, verse 1 and 2.
当你在看这两节的经文的时候
，When we focus our eyes upon these two verses，
你可以看到有一个很重要的事情，就是绊倒的事情。
And you will realize that there is one important phrase that is stumbling。
明显今天的主题说绊倒的那个祸害就是从这里出来的。
And therefore, the topic today is the harms of stumbling block, which is from this passage。
因为一个绊倒人的人，你将那个大磨石扇在他的颈项上，丢在海里让他死掉，还强如你去绊倒一个人。
So if the one who stumble others, it will be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble.
你就可以想象绊倒的祸害是何等的厉害。
Then you will realize the effect, the harm of stumbling.
甚至杀了一个人都不如绊倒人这个事情更严重。
So in comparison, it is better to kill someone than stumbling others.
所以今天我们就要学习这个题目。理解里面的那个内容。
And therefore, we need to ponder upon this topic and truly understand the passage.
来，我们一起来做个祷告。
Why don't we all pray first?
主耶稣，你的话语打开的时候，让我们学习。
And Lord Jesus, once you enlighten and open your words, we begin to learn.
我们更加知道你的话语指导我们的走的方向。
We know the direction you are going to go.Direct us to go.
你的圣灵感动我们，让我们去这样去做。
And your Holy Spirit inspires to lead us to go in your path.
我们现在就邀请圣灵临到我们这个场地，进到我们的心。
Now we invite Holy Spirit to enter our heart to do His work.
明白他的话语，更加明白神你要我们做的。
So that we can understand His word, so we know what to do as God commands us to do.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们看这个主题的时候，绊倒的那个祸害的时候。
When we focus on the topic, which is the harm of a stumbling block.
其实从第二节一直到三十七节。
And actually, from verse 2 all the way to verse 37,
有三件事情就是提到绊倒人的一种事情。
It talks about three things that will cause people to stumble.
第一就是在那个第三、第四节。
The first, which is mentioned in verse 3 and 4,
这里谈到饶恕的事情。
It mentioned about a matter of forgiveness.
为什么饶恕的事情能够成为一个绊倒人的祸害呢？
Why the matter of forgiveness could be the stumbling block for others?
你可以看到这里叫我们要谨慎。
Right here, Jesus said we need to be alert.
而且第四节最后时候告诉我们，你们总要饶恕。
And at the end of verse 4, say, you must forgive.
你就可以看到第一节说，饶恕绊倒人的事情， 哪里都有的。
And verse 1 saying that there are so many things can cause people to stumble.
不代表在教会里面，在基督徒当中没有这种绊倒人的事情啊。
So of course, we think it doesn't mean that within the Christian circles we don't see stumbling things happening.
所以讲到饶恕的事情的时候。
So when it comes to the matter of forgiveness,
你想一下你对饶恕这个事情是怎么样的一个想法的。
So we need to come to our senses and understand how we treat the thing of forgiveness ourselves.
如果我要你闭起眼睛想一下谁你不饶恕的话。
How about we close our eyes and think about the person we couldn't forgive?
我怕你十只手指都不够用了。
I'm afraid that you couldn't count with both of your hands.
要脚趾都要用了。
You probably need to use your toe to count people you couldn't forgive.
但是你已经是基督徒啊。
And however, you're already a Christian.
为什么你不会饶恕人呢？
And how come you couldn't forgive?
神的爱不是已经临到你了吗？
Didn't God's love already come to us?
但是为什么我们不会饶恕人呢？
And how come we couldn't forgive?
你要理解这种是对人是很难，对我们基督徒也不会容易的事情。
So even the topic of forgiveness is very hard for non-Christians. It is also hard for Christians as well.
你看到很多教会分裂都是因为饶恕不了对方。
You will see many churches split because one couldn't forgive another.
而且这种耶稣提出来的这种饶恕的那个方法
，And when Jesus mentioned about the way to forgive，
对我们来说很难做到。
It's very hard for us to do。
总要饶恕。
And yet Jesus said you must forgive。
我们要么我就根本不饶恕他。
Either we don't forgive the person at all。
要么我就走得远远的，不要看到他，
or I just,
就算了。
I just turn away, try to keep distance from the person.
或者是我们要饶恕他可以有条件。
Or it is okay for us to give forgive, however it is conditional.
你想一下，这个就是我们一直都做的一个做法。
Think about that's the way we handle forgiveness.
但是神的爱临到我们。
And however, when the love of Jesus came,
饶恕我们这个罪人。
He forgave us as sinners.
有没有条件呢？
Did he have any condition?
这种的爱是无限的。
It's unconditional love.
你就可以看到第三、第四节提到这个饶恕的事情，提醒我们这个可以成为一个祸害的事情。
It mentioned about from verse 3 and 4 mentioning forgiveness could be something that could cause people to stumble.
那你想一想，现在我是牧师传道人。
So you can think about now I am a pastor, I'm a preacher.
教会的负责人
or the president of the church.
或者是主日学的老师
or Sunday school teachers.
或者我信了耶稣已经30年了
or I have believed in the Lord for 30 years.
但是你不饶恕人的样子做法谁都看到。
And however, the lifestyle of unforgiving lifestyle still in you that all other people can see.
你怎么样去做这种事情，人家会看着你的。
That how you do it, your behavior can express and other people can see through you.
你有没有看过两个师母在打架？
Have you ever seen two pastors' wives, they start to have a cat fight?
你有没有看到两个牧师在争那个门口那个给牧师派车停车的那个位置？
Have you seen two pastors fight for the parking spot reserved for pastors?
当你看到这种的情况，
When you see such thing happen before you,
或者是你那种不饶恕人的说法、想法、做法，而人家在旁边看到的时候，你就已经绊倒人。
The thought of your unforgiveness as the way when you express it, when other people see it, you are already causing other people to stumble.
所以绊倒人的事情， 第一个就是饶恕的事情。
And therefore, the very first thing Jesus mentioned that could cause other people to stumble is a matter of forgiveness.
我们的爱不足够，没办法饶恕人家。
We don't have enough love for us to overcome in order to forgive others.
成为一个绊倒的事情。
So it became a matter of stumbling block to others.
第二个事情。
Secondly,
就在第五、第六节。
It's in verse 5 and 6.
这里这些使徒就来问耶稣。
So the apostles came to Jesus and asked him,
哎呀，求你增加我们的信心。
And Lord, could you increase our faith?
如果我们连在一起去看这个故事的话。
If we treat the entire passage with one thing,
讲到祸害。
It talks about the harms.
讲到饶恕的事情。
It talks about the, forgiveness first.
然后讲到这个那个信心的事情。
And followed by a matter of faith.
当讲到信心的事情的时候。
When we come to the matter of faith.
来问耶稣的这些使徒。
The disciples who ask Jesus.
说增加我们一点信心。
They ask Jesus, Jesus, could you increase our faith?
就好像我之所以没有足够的爱心去饶恕人家，因为我的信心不够嘛。
It seems like they are saying, Jesus, the reason why I couldn't forgive others is because I don't have enough faith.
如果神啊，你给我多一点信心，那我就能够爱人哦。
And Lord, if you can give me more faith, then I'm able to.Forgive others.
我就可以饶恕人。
Then I can love and forgive others.
耶稣怎么回答？
And what was the reply from Jesus?
看看第五节。
That's focused on verse 5.
当耶稣回答这时候，应该说第六节。
It should be verse 6.
耶稣说，如果你有信心，好像一粒芥菜种。
And Jesus replied, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed,
对着这个桑树说，连根拔起来，倒在海里面都可以。
You can say to this, mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you.
弟兄姐妹们，留心这里讲什么。
And what was this passage talking about?
这么小的信心。
Small faith like this.
芥菜种。
Like a mustard seed.
有一天你跟我去圣地的时候，看看什么是芥菜种。
If I hope one day you could have opportunity to come with me to the Holy Land, I will show you what is a mustard seed.
有些人说芥菜种子好像就是全世界最小的一个种子，我不知道，但是起码我看过，真的很小。
And people may claim mustard seed is the smallest seed in the world. I'm not sure that's true or not, but I can tell you it is quite small.
但是你才在耶稣的回答当中，你能够理解一个什么问题吗
？However, could you comprehend the message that Jesus is trying to tell us?
那些使徒呢？首先就是将这个不能饶恕人的责任推到他的老师那里去。
So first, the disciples.Shifted the responsibility of couldn't forgive others to their master.
你想一下，你是老师，我是学生，我的信心不够，谁的责任呢？
Think about if you are a student and the other is the teacher. If the student doesn't have enough faith, whose responsibility is it?
我现在爱人饶恕人的功力不够，谁的问题啊
？So if I'm not capable to love and to forgive, so whose fault that is?
所以说，来来来，多给我一些，我就可以达成你的教导了。
And therefore, the disciples say, "Come, teacher. Well, it's your responsibility. Just giving me more faith, and then I can achieve the command you ask us to do."
但是耶稣怎么回答的
？And yet we realize how Jesus replied.
如果你有一点点的这样的小的种子的信心，你就可以做到很大的事情。
And Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can achieve great.
所以我告诉你，你根本就没有信心。
And therefore, I'm telling you, you don't have faith at all.
你根本没有啊。
You don't have faith at all.
你以为是这个是我的责任吗？
Are you thinking this is teacher's responsibility?
好像我给你给的不够吗？
Are you complaining that I didn't give you enough?
你知道路加在这里用了一个很特殊的用词。
Do you know, Luke here used a very particular phrase here?
他用使徒。
He talked about the apostle asked.
他不是用信徒。
He did not use the word believers.
也不是说门徒。
And he didn't say disciple.
好像路加是特意用使徒这个用词。
In particular, Luke used a very special phrase here, say the apostle.
这个字是很高档的吗？对吗？
So when we say apostles, we will treat them highly, isn't it?
你做到已经做到使徒了，你连信心都没有。
So are you, if you're already at the level as an apostle, and you didn't have any faith at all?
谈想要转嫁那个问题到你的老师身上。
And you even want to turn away and shift the responsibility to your teacher?
你做了使徒了。
You are already an apostle.
你根本就没有信心。
You don't have faith at all.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
留心。
Pay attention.
信心这个事情成为一个祸害。
Faith itself could be a harm.
因为它能够绊倒人。
Because whether you have it or not could cause stumbling, as could be a stumbling.
作为一个使徒，连信心都没有。
If you are apostle and you don't have any faith at all,
你想一下，今天我们常常都是这样。
Think about it. This is very common to all of us.
我们要建堂了。
Today, if we would like to have a raise, to build a church,
我们想很多理由不想将我的口袋的钱拿出来。
We can find all excuses that we don't want to take money out of our own pockets.
现在还有空位置的，不要建堂了。
And we say, well, we still have many empty seats. Let's not have a building.
那现在的地产太厉害，太疯狂了。那现在不值。
Perhaps real estate is going up really quick and high right now. It's not worthy to buy a building.
总之你有很多的理由讲出来。
And all in all, we have tons of excuses that we could express.
因为在里面表达没有信心。
Because it only shows that we don't have any faith at all.
你就可以理解信心的事情成为绊倒人的事情。
And therefore, you realize the matter of faith could be a stumbling block to others.
因为如果那个是领导人，
For if
教会的领导人，
if it is from a leader,
那你就好像使徒一样，
just like an apostle.
人家看到这种没有信心的行为、思想、观念。
When others see the expression and the behavior from a leader,
你就可以理解他可以绊倒多少人。
And you can imagine how the effect could be, which will damage to many others.
这个信心的事情成为绊倒人的事情。
And therefore, the matter of faith could become a stumbling block to others.
还有第三个事情值得我们思想的。
And therefore, and there is the third thing which worth for us to ponder.
这是从第七节到第十节。
Which is from verse 7 to verse 10.
这里耶稣讲了一个很特殊的一个例子。
Right here, Jesus raised a very peculiar example.
那如果仆人从田里回来，那你会不会先说啊、哦，坐下来，坐下来吃饭呢
？For Jesus said, if a servant plowing and looking after the sheep, and after he worked labor in the field, once he came back, would you say, sit down, sit down?
当然，你要主人一定叫仆人去煮饭。
Of course, a master will continue to ask the servant.Go cook dinner.
煮了饭出来会不会啊？谢谢你呀、啊。
After the servant finished cooking dinner, will the master say, "Oh, thank you so much"?
哎，这个要留心了哈。我们人家做了事情，应该讲谢谢的哈。
Oh, please pay attention right here. When people have done favor to you, you should show your gratitude.
甚至我们今天对我们的工人啊，对一些下属都会讲谢谢的哈。
Today, nowadays, we say thank you to our subordinate, or whoever worked for us.
但是你要理解这个例子的背景。
However, we need to understand the background of this example.
耶稣不是在讲那个礼貌的事情。
Jesus is not talking about the politeness and, or the protocol of, issue right here.
因为你看到第九节就知道第九、第十节。
Because if we continue on to verse 9 and 10, then we will understand.
主要就是仆人要叫那个所吩咐的去做，做主人的一件事情，做了之后，主人不会说谢谢你的。
It talk about when the servant following the order of his master. After all is done, the master won't say thank you.
还有呢？第十节说，这样你们做完一个一切给吩咐你要做的事情，只是说，哎呀，我是无用的仆人。
And after the servant finish all the duties.And the servant will continue to say, I'm just an unworthy servant.
还要告诉说，我所做的是我应分做的。
And most importantly, follow up, whatever I have done is my duty.
所以这里呢，不是讲礼貌的事情。
So right here, it's not talking about the politeness or the human interaction.
是讲那个身份的事情。
It's talking about the identity and the responsibility.
你这个身份是什么
？What, who, it matters of who you are.
是仆人。
You are only a servant.
你在做仆人这身份，你要自己知道自己就是一个仆人，做是应分的。
If you have an identity as a servant, whatever you are doing, you are merely doing what you are supposed to do.
原来身份也成为我们今天常常绊倒人的事情。
And we realize our identity often causes other people to stumble as well.
你想一下，今天你的生命的主权在哪里？在你的手中，还是在神的手中
？Think about who holds the authority of our life. Is in the hands of the Lord or in our own hands?
多少时候？我们都希望掌控在我们自己的手中。
How often we want to control our own life?
我想要去读书。
I want to go study.
我想要做这个工作。
I want to go for that job.
我喜欢这个女孩子，我要娶她做妻子。
I like this girl and I wish to marry her.
多少时候神要我们走的路，我们看不到，看不到。
And oftentimes, when God already showed us His way, and we turned away from the way purposely.
多少时候神要我们的侍奉、要的奉献、要的做的事情，我们说，哎呀，好像是别人做的。
Oftentimes, God has already asked us to offer to sacrifice, and we often say that's so and so's job.
所以教会的事情。很多时候没人出来侍奉。
And therefore, there are many ministries in the church, no one are willing to come forward.
我们的领导人说，哎呀，我们这个恩赐哦。
And we say to the leader, well, we are truly blessed.
仆人有没有恩赐的问题啊？
And when we, we say to the leader, we don't have such gift, but we need to understand what a servant.Complain about whether he has a gift or not.
仆人就要做他应做的本分的事情。
What the servant is supposed to do is do what he is supposed to do.
如果我们今天作为一个基督徒，有这种没有遵守这种本分的事情，其他人看到哦，我也可以这样做咯。
If a Christian don't follow and do what is its identity is supposed to do, then all other, when other people observe, and they will say, well, I can follow just like them.
这个就成为一个 绊倒人的事情。
And it will become a stumbling block to others.
所以你可以理解到饶恕的事情，还有这个我们这个身份的事情，还有这个信心的事情，都成为一个绊倒人的事情。
And therefore, we understand a matter of forgiveness, a matter of faith, or a matter of identity. They all become, they all could become the stumbling blocks to others.
所以耶稣继续的在后面。或者应该说路加在后面再摆了一个例子还有一个提问放在哪里再来去 讲说这个事情
And Luke therefore put in other incidents right after the teaching to try to highlight this particular idea
11到19节
Verse 11 to verse 19
这里讲了一个例子
It mentioned about one example here
这个例子大家都很熟的了。
This is a very well-known example.
就是耶稣治好十个麻风人，只有一个回来。
That is Jesus healed 10 lepers and only one leper returned and gave thanks.
从这个例子当中，我觉得路加是要来去讲，来回应刚才所谈到的这些不同的事情。
I believe Luke put this particular incident here is to explain the teaching he mentioned previously.
你想一下，耶稣在没有医治这个十个大麻风人之前，他知不知道只有一个人回来？
Think about before Jesus healed the 10 lepers, did he know beforehand that well, there will only be one leper return and give healed leper return and gave thanks?
你想一下，耶稣会不会？知道只有一个人回来，就只是为这个人来医治呢
？Think about did Jesus know beforehand, and because he's foreknowing, he will only pick the one person who will return and give thanks and heal the person only.
我们会这样做哈。
Perhaps we will do such a thing.
因为我们的爱不够神的爱大。
Because our love is limited and couldn't compare with God's love.
我们的爱没办法来去饶恕那些有罪的人，得罪我们的人。
Our love hinders us to forgive those who offend us.
但是耶稣明知只有一个人回来，他还是医治十个大麻风的人。
And yet Jesus knew, What will happen? And yet, he still healed the 10 lepers.
神的爱值得我们去学习的。
And therefore, the love of God is worthy for us to learn and follow.
还有，当你在想耶稣的大能医治这个人的时候
，And think about how mighty power Jesus exercised when he healed this particular leper.
但是十九节告诉我们不是这样的。
And yet, verse 19, it mentioned that this is not truly so.
耶稣对那个人说
And Jesus said to the leper,
起来走吧，你的信救了你。
Rise and go, your faith has made you well.
耶稣不是说我有大能医治了你。
Jesus didn't claim that because I have mighty power which healed you.
耶稣说是你的信救了你。
And Jesus turned around and said, it is because of your faith which has made you well.
你就可以再想一下刚才第五节、第六节所做的信心的事情的时候。
And then when we return back to verse 5 and 6,
我们说明那里就是说使徒根本没有信心。
It talked about the, And apostles, they don't have any faith at all.
如果他们有信
if they do have any faith,
对神有信心
if they have faith toward God,
就应该好像这里一样
then it will happen just as same degree as what happened right here.
连麻风都可以医好
to a point even leper can be healed.
就说好像一个小小的芥菜种的信心就可以移山倒海
So as the faith as small as a mustard seed, you can to fill the sea with mountain.
这里明显这个例子是回应刚才我们谈到的这个事情。
So obviously, right, the example right here is trying to make contrast or emphasize what mentioned before.
路加也将一个提问摆在这里。
And therefore, Luke raised this question before us.
坐在二十节。
Which is in verse 20.
二十节强调有一个法利赛人来问耶稣主的国是什么时候到的。
So a Pharisee came to Jesus and asked Jesus, when will the kingdom of God come?
这个提问
when,、regarding to this question,
明显要针对问的一个这个人、啊、
And actually it's a target to the,、target to the person of whom being asked.
他是法利赛人。
The one who asked is Pharisee.
是一种分别为圣的一种人。
Those people who separate themselves from others.
如果我们说他是一个属灵的领袖，也不为过。
We can even call such a person as a spiritual leader.
但是他问了一个非常一个很特殊的一个问题。
And however, he asked a very particular question.
神的国什么时候到呢？
And he asked, when the kingdom of God would come.
如果我今天问你，你知道神的国什么时候来吗？
If today I ask you, when would the kingdom of God come?
我希望以前的牧师的讲道或者主日学的老师给你一个很好的答案，就是我不知道。
I hope your previous Sunday school teachers or preachers have already given you a very good answer. That
怎么
I don't know?
怎么这个法利赛人这个属灵的导师会问这种明知故问的那个题目呢？
And how could such a spiritual teacher or leader ask such very obvious question?
但是耶稣的回答也是很有趣的。
And however, we realized.The answer from Jesus is very interesting also.
神的国是眼不能看见的。
Talk about the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed.
是在你的心里的。
It's in your heart.
那这个回答很有意思的。
So this is very interesting.
因为答案应该是不知道嘛。
So actually the right answer or the number one answer is supposed to be I don't know.
应该是眼睛不能看到的。
Or suppose something that cannot be observed by your naked eyes.
但是从那个园中树上可以吃的果子开始的那个时候。
And however, from the tree of knowledge and evil in the middle of the Garden,
人就是想要知道一些事情是超越他的身份的。
Ever since human began try to understand something that's beyond their identity.
你是一个仆人。
If you are a servant,
你不应该知道主人的心思。
There's no need for you to know the mind of your master.
但是你硬要去理解主人的意思。
And yet you want to push for the answer from your master.
你是一个属灵的领导。
If you are a spiritual leader,
法利赛人。
Such as Pharisee.
但是你要问一个说我不应该知道的事情。
And however, you want to ask something that's beyond your role.
耶稣说 你是眼不能看的。
And Jesus said to him that something you couldn't observe by your naked eye.
是在心里的。
It is in your heart.
今天我们很多时候背诵那个主祷文的时候。
And many of us who memorize the Lord's Prayer.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
神的国什么时候来到啊？
And when will the kingdom of God come?
就是我们愿意饶恕人家的时候。
It is when we are willing to forgive others.
我们愿意用神的大爱播撒我们的行动在人间的时候。
When we are willing to dispense God's love in our surrounding.
我们愿意彰显我们的信心在人间的时候。
When we are willing to exercise our faith in our surrounding.
我愿意将我自己的身份 锁在我应该有的那个位置，而不要超越到想要到神的位置。
When I confine my identity as the proper servant and won't go beyond my responsibility.
所以当我们在这种的想法当中，我们就知道是一个身份的问题。
When we are in such mindset, we realize this is a matter of identity.
所以原来这个法利赛人问出这个问题，就会回应刚才的身份的事情。
And therefore, when the Pharisee asks such question, actually this particular exchange reflect back to what was mentioned about regarding identity.
我们可以从21节到36节这些经文当中都可以看到，这是身份的问题。
So from verse 21 to verse 36, it all talk about identity issue.
虽然耶稣说眼是看不到的。
Even though Jesus said this is something you cannot be something observed, can't be observed.
但是耶稣还是将21节到36节所有一些有可能神的国来到的这个惊兆都告诉我们。
And actually, then Jesus continued on from verse 21 to 36, mentioned about all the outwardly expression showing the coming of the kingdom to show to all of us.
甚至在三十五、三十六节告诉我们，有一个楼下来、撇下来，有一个去天堂了。
And even in verse 35 and 36, mentioned about there were two women. One will end up staying on earth, and the other one will be taken to heaven.
就是神的国来到的时候会怎么样的情况。
It talk about which is the expression when the kingdom of God come.
你就可以理解，原来今天如果我们对自己的身份不理解。
And therefore, if we don't understand our own identity today,
如果我们自己做一个信徒，甚至高高为一个使徒的身份，却没有信心的话。
If we're a lay person, a believer, or as a spiritual leader, and yet we don't have faith.
如果我们说我们是基督徒，有神的爱，却没有真正的施行在饶恕的事上的时候。
If we claim we're a Christian, and yet we couldn't exercise forgiveness.
这个就是祸害。
And this will be a stumbling block.
基督徒做到你这样，我才不信。
If you claim you are a Christian, I won't believe you are the.
因为我在小学的时候去教会，常常或者教会学校常常听到那个讲爱的事情，但是你一点都没有。
When I was in grade school, I went to Christian school. When I learned a lot about love, and yet when I observed people, I didn't see any.
你也没有信心的表现。
You don't have any expression of faith.
你常常没有顺服的心，只想要做神。
You never have a heart of submission. You only want to be your own master.
当人看到这种的现象在我们身上彰显的时候，
When people see what is happening through you,
你想一下，这个就是很大的祸害。
As you can imagine, it become a big damage to others.
影响很多人。
It will cause catastrophes to others.
在耶稣的角度来说，
From the perspective of Jesus,
小鸟你一个死掉，大摩斯站在你的颈上死掉一个，还好过你一直生存，令到很多人受到伤害。
Instead of you continue to live on and become a stumbling block,Rather you die and have a millstone tied on your neck.
当讲了这么多的时候，
After all of this teaching,
到了最后了，
Until the end,
三十七节，
verse 37,
那些门徒就又来问了哈。
The apostle came back and asked,
这里现在从使徒又变回门徒了。
So now it's turning from apostle back to disciples.
门徒说，在哪里会有这些事情呢？
The disciple asked, "Where, Lord?"
虽然耶稣说，
How would this happen?
耶稣说眼是不能看的，但是还是用二十一节到三十六节讲了很多哦。
Even though Jesus said the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and yet Jesus continued on from verse 21 to all the way to 35, mentioning about many type of expression of the kingdom of God.
所以这些门徒说，哎呀，主啊，有哪这在哪里有可以看到这些事情呢？
And disciple ask, where, Lord? How can we see such things?
耶稣怎么回答呢？
And what did Jesus reply?
是守在哪里，因也必聚在哪里。
Where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather.
你知道是什么意思吗？
Do you understand what was Jesus talking about?
好像问的是这回事，回答是另外一回事的样子。
It sounds like Jesus was not answering what the question was about.
但是如果你从第一节一直看到三十七节整个过程，
And however, if you read through from verse 1 all the way to the end,
你应该有不同的理解。
You should start to have a different understanding now.
你就应该理解耶稣这个回答是很有意义的。
And you should understand Jesus' reply carries a lot of weight and meaning.
而且也是对我们一个很大的一个提醒啊。
And it also serves as a great reminder.
尸首是代表什么？
And what is dead body?
尸首就代表一些腐烂的肉。
That body means corrupt meat.
你就吸引什么？吸引鹰过来。
How would this meat attract? That corrupt meat attack? It will attract vultures.
所以你就可以理解到，当我们讲到整个祸害的那个半岛的祸害的过程当中的时候。
So through the process of explaining the harm of being a stumbling block,
你就理解到饶恕的事情了。
Then you will understand the matter of forgiveness.
信心的事情了。
Matter of faith.
身份的事情了。
Matter of identity.
然后看到这个医好十个大麻风的那个例子了。
Then you will understand how Jesus healed, using the example of healing 10 lepers.
再看到那个法利赛人问这个明智顾问的一个问题呢。
And then you will realize how Pharisees ask a very obvious question.
你就可以理解到现在究竟尸首在哪里。
Now you will understand where the dead body is.
或者是尸首是什么呢？
Or you can understand what is the dead body.
你想一下。
Think about.
今天我们这个是叫主爱之家。
Today we call our church the house of Christ's love.
但是没爱哦。
And yet, there's no love.
没饶恕啊。
There's no forgiveness.
我们讲到建堂啊，或者是扩大工作啊，我们都说没信心啊。
We talk about I have a church, and yet we don't have any faith.
我们每个都想做老大。
All of us want to be number one.
不想做仆人。
None of us wish to be a servant.
尸首就在这里。
The dead body is right here.
鹰就在上面盘旋。
And vultures, they are circling around above us.
你就可以理解这个是何等大的祸害。
And then you will realize how damaging that is.
在 Fishkill 这个社区里面成为一个尸首，一个祸害的地方。
And this become a damaging place in the area of Fishkill.
但是反过来呢？
However, if you turn around,
你首先回去饶恕你的老婆老公。
And first, we come back to our own home and forgive our spouse.
对你的儿女弄到你生气的事情，你是没事没事没事，我爸妈妈妈妈是基督徒啊。
And when your children offend you, you say to them, "It's okay, it's okay, I'm Christian."
我饶恕你。
I'm going to forgive you.
回到你工作的地方也是这样。
And when you return back to your workplace, you do the same.
还有你的家属。
And also your family members, relatives.
那是三姑六婆啊。
And perhaps aunties and uncles.
曾经在你后面骂你骂你哄，讲很多麻烦的事情。
And many of them may gossip against you before.
你要饶恕他。
You need to forgive them.
你在神的面前，你不要以为神啊，你要给我多一点信心，你要替照你应该有的信心。
Don't come before God, say, God, give me more faith. Actually, you should go and seek your own condition.
Create more faith.
You need to create more faith.
因为你是信徒嘛。
Because you are a believer.
你就应该有信心。
And therefore you should have faith already.
你也要知道你就是一个仆人。
And you need to understand you are only a servant.
你有很多应分要做的事情应该做的。
There are many responsibilities that you should do.
不要抢了神的主权。
Don't take God's authority.
不要以为你要做眼睛明亮的事情来去吃了那个禁果。
Don't want to get more knowledge in order you could know more as much as God.
真正的让神的国临到主爱之家，在我们的心里面运行出来。
But rather truly ask God's kingdom to come in order to exercise being executed in the house of Christ's love.
就没有尸首了。
And then there won't be any dead body.
尸首不在这个主爱之家。
Dead body no longer exists.
尸首也不会影响，也带来祸害给那个 Fishkill 这个地方。
And there is no dead body to create harm to the area of Fishkill.
所以今天这里给我们一个很清楚的提醒。
And therefore today this teaching give us serve as a very good reminder.
我们常常都有机会绊倒人家。
Oftentimes we could cause other people to stumble.
但是绊倒所带来的祸害是非常严重的。
And the harm due to the stumbling is great.
让神的国不会临到我们这个地上。
May God's kingdom come so we won't hurt this land.
让我们遵守神的话语，来去好好的成为一个真正的信徒，有信心的信徒。
May we truly follow God's command to be a good believer.
让我们好像第三节所说的，我们很谨慎的来去用爱心来去饶恕得罪我们的人。
Use verse 3 as a reminder that we truly want to forgive others who offended us.
这个是神的话语。
This is the word of God.
让我们一起来遵守。
May we all follow his command together.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus.
你的大爱在十字架上面彰显出来。
Your great love manifest through the cross.
你没有拣选的来去为某些信你的人才去牺牲。
You didn't elect those who will believe you and sacrifice yourself.
而你的爱是到每一个世人。
But your love spread throughout the whole world.
包括我们这种不听你话、不遵守你的那个教训的人。
Including us who rebel against your command.
但是今天我们听了你的话语的时候
And however, after hearing your words today,
我们要有这种感而又有行动的那个做法
We want to respond with our action.
求主帮助我们
May God help us.
成为一个不会绊倒人的人
To become a person who won't cause others to stumble.
是一个使人得益的人
But rather is A person who will be good to others.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.